This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest today is Anita Burleson, a USDA Rural Development Specialist. She serves residents in Madison, McDowell, Mitchell, and Yancey counties. Today we begin a three-part series with Mrs. Burleson talking about the various programs her agency provides. Before we talk about our topic for today, tell our listeners how to contact you and where your office is located.
We are located in the Spruce Pine Shopping Center across from Westland Sizzlin' Steakhouse between Sears and Dollar General. There's the USDA Service Center, and that's where our office is located with our sister agencies. The telephone number is 828-765-0889, extension 4. And my email address is anita.burleson@nc.usda.gov. That is Anita, A-N-I-T-A, dot Burleson, at nc.usda.gov, and that's all little letters.
We will repeat this information at the end of our program. Mrs. Burleson, tell our listeners about the Home Improvement Loan Program.
Home Improvement Loans is a program where I can make a 1% interest rate loan to people that fall within a certain income guideline, cannot go to the bank and afford to pay the payments that a bank would charge to do that, to do anything to their home to make it safe and sanitary. For instance, we can do loans to do a roof, a septic tank, a well, a handicap accessible bathroom. You know, if your porch is not safe, if the floor covering is not, you could trip over it, anything to do to make your house safe and sanitary. However, now you do have to own your home, including the land. It cannot be a mobile home, even though we can do repairs on a mobile home. It has to be part of the real estate. You had to own the land, not just rent a lot. So that is one of the requirements, that you own it.
Are storm damages covered by this program?
Every disaster we've ever had, we've helped in that repairs of those. As a matter of fact, we get additional funding from Congress when a disaster happens, so I can actually help more people when that happens. Not that I'm asking for a disaster, yeah, but we do have more funds at that time than any other time.
What are the eligibility requirements?
If you're considered within the very low income, that's anyone, unfortunately, that's on Social Security just about, or single mothers, head of household with only one income coming in. For instance, for Mitchell and Yancey County, if one person's income is below $16,500, four people below $23,550, and it goes up per members of household, you fall within this income category to be eligible for this. You do have to have a fair credit rating to show that you have made the best effort to pay your bills as they come to you, and you have to have repayment ability. You have to show that you can afford that payment, which is very affordable. $2,500 loan, the payment would be $11.50 a month. A $5,000 loan, the payment would be $23 a month. And a $7,500 loan, a payment would be $34.50 a month. Now, I can make loans up to $20,000. However, if I go above $7,500, I take a deed of trust against the property. You do give a lien against your property. So most people prefer, if possible, to stay below that $7,500 threshold. Very, very affordable. You don't have to go and especially in case of an emergency, and borrow money at 18% interest or 12% interest. It's 1% interest. There's no penalty for early payoff. You can pay it off as soon as you want to pay it and can afford to pay it. But it gives you a small payment so that at times when you've got a large oil bill and things like that, you can still afford the payment. And as a matter of fact, insulation is one of the things I can lend for. So if you do have a large heating bill, maybe you need insulation, and maybe that's one of the things we can do the loan for. Anything to bring your house so that it's energy efficient, safe, and sanitary.
If our listeners have any questions or want to apply for the USDA Home Improvement Loan, how can they contact you?
We are located in the Spruce Pine Shopping Center across from Westland Sizzlin' Steakhouse between Sears and Dollar General. There's the USDA Service Center, and that's where our office is located with our sister agencies. The telephone number is 828-765-0889, extension 4. And my email address is anita.burleson@nc.usda.gov. That is Anita, A-N-I-T-A, anita.burleson@nc.usda.gov, and that's all little letters.
Our guest on Close Up today has been Anita Burleson, a USDA Rural Development Specialist. She serves residents in Madison, McDowell, Mitchell, and Yancey counties. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.